Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Thursday, January 15th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Welcome, everybody, from near and far, all around the globe. Thank you for tuning in on this wonderful Thursday night. And before we go to Sue for what should be another thrilling teaching that she brought us like Tuesday night, if it's anything like that, wow, get ready. But before we go there, let's pray the call in, shall we? Here we go. Lord God, thank you for everything that you're giving us now. The very blessings of life that we have, the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we have, our clothes, our homes, everything that you've provided us with as Jehovah Jireh, God, our provider. Thank you for that. Thank you for your provision, and thank you especially for the upcoming blessing, which is soon to cover the world. Thank you for the timing, which we are getting closer and closer to. Thank you for everything that you're doing, and thank you for allowing us to be part of this at this particular time in history. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. That was my own microphone on my headset. I never hit that before. Oh, there it is. I know where the mic is now. Sue? That was really a good teaching Tuesday night. I'm looking forward to seeing what you have for us tonight, Sue. So thank you.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. And this one, I think, should be equally as illuminating. As he is, so are we in this world, our identity in this world. Jesus was triumphant, resurrected, ascended, and glorified. In the revelation of Jesus Christ, John described him in this way. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. The as he is, so are we declaration is far beyond what any of us could have imagined, especially in light of the glorified description of Jesus in Revelation chapter 1. Yet the Holy Spirit was sent specifically for this purpose, that we might attain, quote, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Let me say that again. So that we might attain to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. As he is, so are we in this world. Not later, not elsewhere, not after we escape it, here. That line is not a belief to agree with. It's a state you inhabit. We're standing at a threshold, a nexus point, a convergence where what has been hidden is being revealed. What has been centralized is decentralizing. And what has been sustained by habit rather than truth is beginning to shift. Institutions, education, technology, authority, identity, everything is transforming. And when everything transforms, the question is no longer, what do you believe? But who are you becoming while this transforms? Because these times don't require us to be louder, they require us to be clearer. They don't ask for more certainty, they ask for stability of being. Christ is revealed, not managed, not institutionalized, was never about control. He was about coherence, a life so anchored in love that chaos could not reorganize him, a presence so rooted in truth that systems bent around him. This is the invitation now, not to imitate from the outside, but to embody Christ from the inside. How is Christ shaping your identity today so you can remain whole while the world reorders itself? Because revelation without embodiment destabilizes. Information without integration fragments the soul. But embodiment stabilizes. When you live as he is in this world, you become someone who can hold paradox without panic, who can see clearly without becoming hard, who can move through uncertainty without losing tenderness. This is not about being right. It's about being true in Christ, true in your nervous system in Christ, true in your relationships, true in how you speak, how you listen, how you pause. The Christ-shaped life is not anxious about exposure. It's not afraid of decentralization. It's not threatened by revelation. Light and the light of Christ doesn't compete. It illuminates. And illumination does not destroy. It reorganizes. So as systems change, as old agreements dissolve, as familiar structures loosen their grip, the question becomes, can you sustain Christ's love without the old scaffolding? Can you carry wisdom without titles? Can you remain anchored when certainty gives away to truth? This is where character matters more than charisma, presence more than performance, embodiment more than explanation. You're not being asked to fix the world. You're being invited to become a place of coherence within it, a living reference point, a stabilizing field. As he is, so are we in this world. Not as an aspiration, but as a practice, and as a lived reality. And we're not left alone in it. I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Abide in me and I in you. As he is, so are we in this world. That's our teaching for tonight.
Wow. Thank you for that, Sue. I think parts of that teaching were really profound. And I almost don't know where to start. As he is, so are we in this world. And that's so true. That's what we want to be. He talked about embodying Christ, having Christ on the inside, not merely the outside, but on the inside. Well, on the inside of our body resides our spirit. And if that spirit is quickened or made alive to the things of God, then our spirit is alive, and Jesus, through the the Holy Spirit lives in us. So we have that embodiment of Christ in us if we do receive him by faith. And it's only by faith that we receive him. I remember Abraham, when God told him he would be the father of many nations. And everything that Abraham believed was accounted or accredited to him as righteousness. And the Bible says, for righteousness. And yet he was told things, you know, that he thought, well, okay, I'm going to have a son, and from that son is going to come many nations. God told him to look up and see and try to count the stars. As he tried to count the stars, that was going to be the seed of Abraham, the offspring. But he was 99 years old when his wife Sarai, and this was Abram at the time, God changed his name and added an H to make it Abraham and Sarah, S-A-R-A-H. He added the H. And that gave them the letter that gave them a name of grace. And so what happened when Abraham believed God, it was counted to him for righteousness. But he had to have the faith to believe that he would have offspring as many as the stars in the sky, as many as the dust of the earth. And of course, he couldn't conceive, how's that possible? I don't even have a son. And yet, God gave him a son through his actual wife. He already, you know, he gave him a son, and that son would be called Isaac, which meant laughter. And so it's amazing to think of what has happened, but what Abraham did by faith. It's just an amazing thing. And so I think it's important for us to just look at that and say, okay, what do I need to do by faith? What do I need to... Sometimes the Bible says only believe. It's not what we add to it. It's faith plus nothing that guarantees your salvation. After that, yes, once you have a relationship with God, relationship with Christ, relationship with the Holy Spirit, that's when your works count. That's when you're doing things unto God, unto your righteousness. And remember, the righteousness is nothing that you have earned. It's a gift. Because once you're in right relationship with God and you have a relationship with Jesus, you become a joint heir, meaning having the same rights and privileges that Jesus has, a joint heir with Jesus Christ. It's just an amazing position. That's the position that the believer is in. I could probably go back and listen to that teaching and maybe pick up a few things to go on beyond that. But for right now, that's what I wanted to say about it. That's the direction I went in. Bob, as he is, so are we in this earth. What would you say, and how do you look at this teaching in regards to your own life, Bob?
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. That was really, really powerful teaching for me. It just, I decided to try to embody it while you were speaking. So, you know, started kind of listening to the very beginning, as he is, so are we, and that he's glorified, and how do we attain the measure of the stature of Jesus. And so as I listened to that and then heard the part about embodiment, I said, okay, well, What could I do to actualize that embodiment? And it came to me, I'm going to draw a picture of myself that's my Christ self. What mm-hmm. would that look like? And so I started listening about the hair and the eyes. Mm-hmm. And so I was drawing that. And then it came to me, it's like, so write down the attributes next to the picture of your Christ self. And then some of them, as I was doing it, came to me from the teaching that I was listening to while I was writing. And I came up with illuminated and vibrating and compassionate and wise and patient and healing. And then I was like, well, what about on the other side? What might be getting in my way that I could endeavor to release, to make way? And it was like, well, there can be pride and fear and things like this. And then when it came to the part about the lived reality, I was like, okay, well, how does it feel if I'm living that reality? How does that feel to be like Christ? And the very first thing that came was peaceful. I was like, well, what else? And I couldn't think of anything else but peaceful. And in that moment, I was like almost ready to fall asleep. I was feeling so peaceful. And then I was thinking, so, you know, who am I becoming in this? If I'm becoming like Christ, well, what happens to me? How do I not focus so much on the future that I don't live in the now? And I thought, well, I can honor my now, and I can adore my future Christ self just the way that God adores me now.
That's very, very interesting, isn't it, too? Isn't that a beautiful way?
Well, I love the way he processes it. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That was the point of the teaching.
Very good.
Beautiful, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. I love the way you constructed that. And Sue, tell us what your feelings are about this teaching.
Well, this is a new insight tonight. I'm wondering about everybody in the audience, but I like watching that everybody does process the teaching's reality differently. But this teaching was designed to evoke more of the lived experience, more of the coming from Scripture, you know, as he is, so are we. And that his whole point in coming was so that we could live in that direct knowing, which, just everybody in the audience, just think about, you know, as you're listening to the teaching, then you listen to Bruce, then you listen to Bob, and now I'm going to try to integrate all of us. When Bob said he had this beautiful, peaceful feeling, the cadence of the teaching is slower, so you can kind of begin to let your body, your mind, your spirit, all parts of your nervous system unify. That's the peace part that Bob was getting to. He was becoming one with the Christ in him. And I think we're going to be finding ourselves that when information just stays above our necks and we don't integrate it into our nervous system and try it on and imagine, and it's powerful. We're all doing this together. It's an incredible opportunity to be able to do this on the big call. We're all doing this together, and we're bringing it deeper into our bodies so we can be stable. That's number one. And then number two, when your nervous system is carrying the lived experience, which is you're kind of going into the future, like Bob was pointing out, but, and, you realize that the identity you may have been utilizing to survive in the world, you embrace that. You say, God, I love you. This is what you learned to survive. When there weren't, it was like it would be anomalous to act like Christ. But what if when the RV happens, you actually have permission to be loving, to be generous, to design your life so your nervous system can hold that beautiful frequency of wisdom and unity? What if you had permission to do that? And it was your job to say, okay, I am finally free enough to be able to do that. Could I allow that? Could I allow myself? Could I raise my worthiness because I am in Christ to just grow closer to Him and closer to the whole reason was for Him and for us to become the measure and the fullness of Christ. To me, that's the whole reason why we're all here. It's not about the money. It's not about the houses. It's not about anything, but it's to be a living field of people that are living in the fullness of Christ. So those are my thoughts about it.
That's good, Sue. I like that. I like your wrap-up on that. Makes perfect sense. The money is coming along with this, obviously. And the money is a tool. It's something that we can use. And it's nothing that we fall in love with. But it is something that God is going to bless us with to do the things that we would like to do on this earth to help other people and to raise that whole standard of living around the globe. So thank you, Sue. That was a really good teaching and different, probably the most different, I think, of any of them so far. And
good. The original.
Yeah, it was original. Yeah, it was an original, wasn't it? Yeah. I thought
you could tell, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could tell. I could tell. Yeah. And I like Bob's comments, and I like what you,
I
like your wrap-up,
too. Yeah. And
well,
yours,
let's do
too,
this. Bruce. Oh, mm-hmm. And me, too. Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Sue. Well, let's do this. Let us move into prayer and praise and see if anybody has written in, Sue.
I just, as I've mentioned before, I don't open the prayer request because it's fun for me to challenge myself a little bit. But I just opened this, so I'm gonna call out everybody in the pod. Listen to this. Wait until you hear this. This is so, so cool. So everybody in the pod, listen to this. And the person that's delivering this is just huge, God. Tonight's prayer is for all those dedicated Jesus followers of the pod. You inspire the rest of Big Call Universe with your belief and willingness to always learn. The inspiration for and to us is exemplary. My praise is as follows. You rock. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. That's like the ultimate.
Pastor Scott.
Isn't that the coolest? Thank you, Pastor. Yes, I agree.
Yes.
They are the a friend of mine once who was leading an organization very, very advanced called World Blue, which was teaching corporations how to be much cooler. And she said, "Who do you think our people are?" And I was kind of an honorary member of this group, and I said, they're the people at the top. They're the fish at the top of the bowl, grasping for the fresh air. That's what we all are, but the pod especially. So celebration, celebration, celebration. Thank you again, Scott. That was so
beautiful.
Thank you,
Pastor Scott. That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
You rock,
and thank
too.
You, the birth. Well,
Pastor
thank
you,
Scott, and we also have to we also have to give Bruce credit. So I mean, you greenlit a lot of this stuff. You know, it's like there's an opportunity to put out world class, programs and how people and then the different education, and so it has a lot to say about the people that join the classes and the people that have bought the classes, post-delivery, the Designing Your Best Future and MedBeds and all of that. So thank you again, Scott. That was really meaningful. Prayer request, please. My name is Sylvia. And Dave needs a prayer and MedBed ASAP. He has pulmonary fibrosis. He only has 8% of his lungs left.
Jeez.
Dave is a fantastic human. He's been suffering for 3 years, and he's going down faster now. He was a ceramic tile installer. He always put walk-in showers in for handicaps for free. He has a huge heart. Please pray for him. He needs it. He's hoping to get into the med beds. We both have them. I'm not going to say what you're saying here because I want to protect your privacy. And have 3 projects ready to go and get right into helping people. Thank you all so much for all the work you do. God bless you all. Sylvia. So I'm going to say the prayer.
David.
And Bruce, I'm going to invite you to say anything you want to say after that. Following my flow. So Dave and Sylvia, let's imagine, let's just go into that beautiful state of being in Christ, getting out of your daily head, and just moving into the beauty of Christ's love, perfect miraculous healing, and all the people that are right now flowing that healing current with Christ, with all his angels, with all of heaven to you both. And I want you to imagine that from now on, you're going to see the rooms you're in, the house you're in, the body that Dave is in, as being filled 24/7 with the most beautiful healing, connecting you to the earliest MedBed access energy. And imagine that this energy was literally connecting you to all the particles, anything that you could do, anything you could learn, anything that connects you to perfect healing in the perfect time, so you feel safe and secure and loved and blessed and fulfilled And at the same time, this light is unplugging you from any dire, final, taking out anything that has to do with terminal, receding fast. That is unplugged from your mind. You're only in Christ's eternal love and light, and the fact that millions of people are probably surrounding you with Christ, with all of Christ's help throughout the universe in this healing light. And if you could allow your mind, your nervous system, as you go to sleep, to rest in that field of Christ's love, you'll be sustained until the med beds happen. You want to get your attention off the problem, and you want it 100% saturated in the healing light of Christ. And we see you sustained. We see you in the med beds. We see you making a little discovery. We see you making an improvement tomorrow. We see you noticing something significantly get better. Who knows what it's going to be, but you're aligned and one with it. In Jesus' name, we say, Amen.
Amen. And all I would say to echo what Sue is saying with for you, Sylvia and David, is to keep on believing and receiving God's love and healing for you, David. And Sylvia, just like Sue said, we want everybody to be in a position like you are, who has dire need and has them, to be ready for the med beds just as soon as they become available. They're available, but they're not available until we exchange. And I'll have more to say about that tonight. Okay?
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So now we move on to Genia. Genia. I can tell she just felt that. Philippians 4:19. The Apostle Paul promises that my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians. God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. Heavenly Father, today the Big Call family is praying for all the leaders and millions of listeners, for all their prayer requests, especially health and finance issues. We're thankful for Pastor Scott's health improvement and continue to pray for him and his family's complete recovery. We're thankful for Sue's recovery, sweetheart, and thank you to everybody. And happy that she's back on the Big Call. Thank you, everyone.
Yes.
Faith and hope for this RV blessing, 800 numbers. MedBeds, ASAP, debt forgiveness, Jubilee, R&R, Social Security increases, tariff checks, world peace. Look at all that unconventional receiving we're about to be a part of. We pray that everyone that committed fraud with taxpayers' money is held accountable. Blessings and peace to all on this call. And I just realized I forgot something, so I'm going to have to say something before we go to my segment. Everyone have a blessed weekend. We pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so thank you for that, Genia. I want to mention that a member of the pod who is working on, let me see, how do I articulate it? Her name for pod members, she's Ms. F, so you'll figure that out.
And, I know who that is.
And she, good to be 10. And so, perfectly good in my classroom, in my not a classroom. And so we just want to thank her because she's gotten she's gotten her incredibly behemoth level yeoman's work about fraud in the mortgage and lending world is at a very, I'm not going to go into it because I don't want it to be looked up or anything.
No.
So I hope she's understanding that I'm being very oblique. But she's at a very high level of having it looked at the highest level in this government, which takes incredible endurance, incredible commitment to truth, and we all need to thank, just say Ms. F, and all the people that are doing similar things to every day do something to help heal our world. We thank you all, and we bless you all. And Brenda, I'll be dealing with your piece, if you're listening, next Tuesday. So that's our prayer request for tonight.
Well, thank you, Sue, and thank you, Jeannie, for that wonderful post that you gave. Thank you very much, and thank you, Sue. So let's move into your segment, Sue, because we're there now, and we're trying to get everything wrapped up at half past the hour. So let's get into your segment.
Well, remember we're in because my attention is being directed in some other pursuits at the moment. So I'm just giving some really practical, novel, and simple to adopt practices. And tonight, which is kind of cool, because it's like what Bob was saying, we have three concepts, the now and next, sapientia building practice. So who knows what sapientia is? Bob, Bruce, anything?
Sapientia, from the Greek verb sapere, S-A-P-E-R-E, which means to know something.
Good job, Bruce. Okay. So sapientia is an ancient Christian word for wisdom. Mm-hmm. And a woman by the name of Margaret Mead used to say that the world changes by small groups of people in what she called sapiential circles, which is kind of what the pod is. Not wisdom is information, but wisdom is lived, embodied knowing.
Embodied experience, knowing.
Sapientia is what develops when truth moves out of your heads and into your nervous system, your choices, and your way of being. And so it's different. It's the difference between knowing about something and becoming someone who can live in it and from it, but especially for us, living it under pressure. Sapientia isn't rushed. It's not reactive. It's a position. It's a stand. And in times like these, when systems are shifting quickly, sapientia skill, being wise in how you're moving, becomes more important than thinking you know something. You've got to be open. You've got to be present. So the second idea is accountability. So not accountability to an institution, not accountability through shame or external control, but self-directed accountability, Christ self-directed accountability. This is what Christ modeled. He modeled being accountable to God. He regularly withdrew. He reflected. He listened. He reoriented. Self-directed accountability is the practice of being honest with yourself in the presence of God. It's not asking, did I perform well? It's asking, am I aligned with God and my heart and Christ's heart? And alignment requires awareness. That's why we're pairing sapientia with a practical, repeatable practice, something small enough to do daily, but so you're powerful enough to shape who you're becoming and stabilize you in the now and the next. So just a quick little context. In a recent Pew Research Center article, quote, far more Americans say they'd like to live in the past than in the future. This was published in December 2025. And they based it on a national representative survey of nearly 10,000 U.S. adults, 10,000 people. And the finding was that 45% of adults say if they could choose, they would live in the past, 45%. While only 14% would choose to live in the future. With 40% choosing the present if given the option. And why is this important? Why are we talking about the now and next practice and this wisdom thing and everything? It's mirroring what a lot of people feel. When things are starting to change, people can sometimes get pulled backwards to what gives them comfort or familiarity or stick with what they know. They have a hesitation to step fully into what's next. And a challenge to remain present and forward-facing. That's what Scott was appreciating about the pod. The pod is a forward-facing sapiential circle. Many people naturally gravitate to what's known, what's familiar, what's been safe, and what feels remembered. But transformation doesn't happen in nostalgia. We've never been where we are. Ever in the history of the planet. And it doesn't happen in anxiety about what's ahead. It happens here. Christ never taught from longing for the way things were, and he didn't live from fear of what was coming. He lived awake, present, and ready. Do not worry about tomorrow. Each day has enough of its own. Matthew 6:34.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't passivity, and what you're about to get is a practice. And I want you to just do a quick check-in. Were you a person that used the micro neuroplasticity practice and looked at one little thing you could do to help you move into the future? Raise your hand. And just raising your hand is kind of a cool thing. Even though we can't see you, we can't measure it, anything. It's just really cool if you could raise your hand and say, I did one thing that I changed or I transformed, or just, you know, a minute to 3 minutes to half an hour. Raise your hand and celebrate yourself. So here's your next micro practice. These are simple. Just start it. So you don't get overwhelmed and you don't have to do anything big. Sit quietly, feel where your body is supported, and let your breath settle. It's just about being with yourself. Step two, ask yourself inwardly, God, self, Christ, how did I do today at staying present. No judgment, no fixing, just honest noticing. And then ask, where did I move out of alignment? And let the answer come. This is training your awareness. I'm sure you can see that. And now, the final, now and next. What would you like me to be aware of next? So all you have to do is sit, feel where your body is supported, and let your breath settle. How did I do at staying present with you, God, myself? Where did I move out of alignment? Everybody should be feeling a lot of love coming through, and clarity, quiet, unity, Christ coming through. What would you like me to be aware of next? No forcing, goal setting, intellectual, just direct receiving from God. It's, neuroscience is showing us that the brain is shaped not only by what we remember, but by what we anticipate. And so when we bring awareness to something, when we're anticipating bringing God into our bodies, then we're going to create more God in our field. More God, more quiet, more clarity, more coherence. So this is our close. All you have to do is say sapientia or wisdom and just sit with yourself. Remember, this takes 3 minutes. And what you'll notice is you're not striving, you're not bracing, you're not doing or running or chasing or hustling, but you're practicing getting intimate with God. And so like the teaching, as He is, so are we in this world, and that should be awake and ready and our result. So that's my offering for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you. I appreciate that. It was a nice extension to the teaching itself tonight. Very nice. That's what it was. It was like a carryover. Very nice. Thank you. Very nice. Yeah. It gave me a peaceful, easy feeling and very restful, like Bob was in the teaching.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome, Bruce.
That's really good. Thank you. Bob, I'm in that relaxed, peaceful state. So maybe you can wake us up with some testimonials and anything else that is relevant to what's going what's going on with boomers.
Yeah, maybe. You know, it's funny, Bruce. I was doing the same thing. It's like Sue's teaching about reviewing the day, what were the
alignment, yeah,
times when I was in alignment, when did I step away, and what should I do next. So I was thinking in my super relaxed state, which had one had potentiated the other. And I was thinking, all we need in that triad is revision scissors.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if found a spot where we didn't do it exactly the way we'd hoped, we could make a picture in our mind of what it could have been,
uh-huh.
go back on our timeline to the moment, and imagine cutting it out with a pair of scissors, bringing the
yeah.
picture of our ideal reaction, and pasting the picture in, giving it a blessing, and coming back to the now moment, expressing gratitude for the magical revision scissors, since our unconscious mind doesn't know that it didn't happen that way.
That's right.
And now we get to stack. Now we get to stack success upon success upon success.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And you know, Neville Goddard said, if he hadn't done anything else in his entire life, the revelation of the magic shears of revision would have made his whole life worth living.
Mm, how about that?
I didn't realize he said that. It's interesting. I've read a lot of his. Huh. Interesting.
Yep. Anyway, I don't have very much to say, Bruce, because I'm just kind of relaxed. And
I know you're chill. I can tell you're super chill, Bob, right now. As
yep.
am I.
And I can tell you one thing that I'm excited about is we officially passed 4,000 reviews. We're at 4,001 in our platform called Looks Reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And still averaging 4.7 out of 5.
Yeah, that's great.
But if we were to take the 500 we had in Trustpilot,
yeah,
we'd be averaging 4.8.
Wow.
Because on Trustpilot, we were 4.9, and we were the highest-ranked nutrition company in the whole world that was ranked on Trustpilot.
Yes.
That's so cool, Bob.
And, we got two reviews that were very short and sweet. One was about the dynamic combo, and it said, very happy with this combo. The other one was about Myotrol. It said, awesome product. Enjoy it very much. Thank you. I like
short
the short
sweet.
And sweet one. Yeah.
Yeah.
To the point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know. And, So just a couple of quick things. One is, if people are going to our website to look for our Super Strong Roll-On, it'll ask you to be put on the waiting list. This Super Strong Roll-On was the fastest selling product that we ever had. And when we got it, it sold so fast that even though we put in a new order for 3 times as much, we're still going to be out for about 2 months' time. It sold out. Yeah. It took us 6 months to get the first order, and it sold out in a month.
Wow.
And when we saw how fast it was selling, we ordered again, and they're able to cut down the amount of time because the R&D was all finished. And so they were able to cut that down to about 2.5 months.
Okay.
So we're going to be out. The good news is the people that have it,
mm-hmm.
they have a 3-ounce bottle of it, which
yep.
means it's going to last for a long time. But I don't think anybody that's already got it is going to run out, but new people that want it are going to have to wait and put your name on the waiting list. And
right.
if we see the waiting list starts to grow to like 500 or 1,000 people, will place another order right away.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's good to sign up, because it tells us if we need to even order more.
Right.
So, you know, this was kind of an experiment. We knew it was a good product, And so we agreed to be the distributor and help the company that wanted to put it out and the manufacturer. We helped both of them. And we're able to get it financed and get it produced after, you know, like I was saying, some R&D. It wasn't perfect on the first iteration, but we got it to where it's working incredibly well. So the other thing is that the other thing that's starting to sell really fast is our new collagen product for restoring cartilage and blocking pain, neuropathic pain. And so, but we still have plenty of that. And and that is one of the products that people can get to put on our subscription program right at the moment, where we're giving an extra 10% off. So a regular subscription, which I have to tell you, Bruce, you know, we use the Shopify system for selling the products on the website, and it gives you updates on the homepage. So you go into the administrative back office, and you go into the homepage, and it says, "Hey, good evening, how are you doing? Did you know?" And this was a notice they gave me today. It says, "Your subscription orders are skyrocketing in this third week of the month." And that's when we put this on. It says it grew by 58%. And so, so what that's telling us is this 20% off on subscriptions for this month is very attractive and working. And with the collagen product, you can get an extra 5% off.
And there you go.
We did this with Myotrol way back a year ago. We put it on sale right at the beginning, and a lot of people took a chance to get started on it. And now it's like more than 3,000 people have tried Myotrol, and and many people have been using it now for over 12 months.
Nice.
So the collagen is it's on sale, plus you can put it onto subscription along with any other product that you want to put on subscription. You're going to get an extra 10% off and free shipping. Then we also have two separate combo packs. One is called the Dynamic Intro, and this is this is really important because for 15 years, Bruce, we have been getting people a combination of Boomer Boost and Barley. And I can't even tell you how many tons of barley we have gotten from Ken Campbell in Canada. But it's got to be close to 50 tons.
Wow.
And the reason is that when you combine that barley with Boomer Boost, the effect of it is so great that we literally have people, including one medical doctor, who has purchased it every month for 15 years.
15 years, yeah.
15 years. And so it's just because of all the different things that it does for you, which, you know, it would take forever to go into. But right now, a month's supply for a startup supply is on sale for only $99, which essentially means you're getting your barley for free. And this is, and it comes with a blender bottle, because you take these two powders, mix them together and just put water on top of in your blender bottle and shake it up and drink it. And you just ingested over 4,000 bioactive compounds between the barley and the 66 nutrients that are in the Boomer Boost. All the metabolic enzymes, superoxide dismutase, all the amino acids you need to make all of your proteins, and the metabolic enzymes to put them together all the minerals that your body needs, over 100 different minerals, all the vitamins, specialty nutrients like coenzyme Q10 and phosphatidylcholine, branched chain amino acids. It's like all the basic building blocks of human life in that combo. Mm-hmm. And now sure. You can get it in that intro pack for only $99. The other thing is that we have a second combo, which is kind of for this time of year. It's an immune defense bundle. It includes mm-hmm. our probiotics and our Flaxol lignans and vitamin C, and that's the same price, three products for $99. And that's what we have that's on sale right now. And people want to have any questions about it and you want to call, you know, go ahead and do that. And we're also, for people that now it's vacation time and lots of people are coming to Florida, you want to come visit us, mm-hmm. we're at 5401 Central Avenue in St. Petersburg, halfway between the beach and downtown. And give a call ahead of time if you want to come visit. Make sure I'm there, and we'll be happy to talk to you at the office. We've had lots of people come to visit from all over the country because people love coming to the beaches here. And
sure,
it's always fun when people come by to visit. And that's it.
Yeah,
for tonight. That's what I got.
Okay, thank you, Bob. What's our time hack?
It's 10:07.
10:07. Oh, good. Okay. Thank you, Bob. Wow. Well, that's terrific. You know, I love the fact that we've got, boy, that, I can't believe that Super Strong sold out to the point where, wow, we're going to have to wait a little while to get some more in. But, you know, the same thing could happen with the collagen if we're not careful, because that product is excellent for pain and building cartilage. It works similarly but differently. And then, of course, I like the sales on that, and I love the concept of putting a few products on your subscribe and save subscription service and getting not only the 10%, but an additional 10%. And I guess in the case of the collagen, you can get an extra 5%. So now you're looking at 10, 20, 25% off on that one product. So it makes good sense. I told you guys last Tuesday, if it were me, I'd put the Myotrol on a subscription, pick that discount up. That'd be a 20% at least one time to get that and put that on subscription, because that's something I think almost everybody wants every month. Is Myotrol. But that sounds great, Bob. Let's tell them, first of all, to get to Bob's website, go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And when you go there, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's site. So click on that banner to take you right into the Boomer site. Go through, pull down the product menu, see what's on sale. Go through all the various products, learn about them. You can look at testimonials. Oh, that's fantastic, Bob. 4,001 of the new testimonials. That's fantastic. At a 4.7. And you can see a lot of information on that site. Just a bunch of information that's contained down in the footer of the page. You can go through and review that, see some podcasts if you want to do that, and some of the archived YouTubes. There's quite a bit of information there. It's just fantastic. So put an order together, put it in your cart, check out. It's what 98-99% of the people do. Some people call, and if you want to call the toll-free number, it's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. And like Bob said, this is a good time if you're planning on a little mini vacay down to Florida. Certainly call ahead and try to find out, you know, the day you're going to arrive and whether Bob will be there. See if you can arrange a meeting with him and stop by and see the office. And that would be great. So that's what you want to do on that. But just take advantage of the sale now. It's a great opportunity right now to do that. Let's get into the intel for tonight, which it's interesting because a lot of this came to me this afternoon and later this afternoon, which is great, you know. We always get something every day. Sometimes it's not a whole lot. It might be one or two pieces or maybe three pieces. But I'm going to just tell you right now that what we're hearing, we're going to start with what's happening for the bondholders. And the reason I bring that up is because Tier 3 bondholders are supposed to go right before we start in Tier 4B. So we may not have a true exact shotgun start, but I know the plan for the rollout, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. So the bondholders have had meetings yesterday and again today in Reno, somewhere in California, in New York, and in Miami, also in Switzerland, in Zurich and Geneva. Well, we know that they had some issues yesterday with some of the bondholders and representatives in those four U.S. areas. And we had, we had some people that got arrested because they were trying to impersonate other people and mess with their biometrics. And they were caught and arrested, but that slowed the process down a little bit. So they had to restart it this morning. They were going to shoot for 6 a.m. They ended up shooting for 9 a.m. Between 9 and 9:30 this morning, everything started back up. And what I'm saying is that the bond paymasters or bond representatives were paying out the bondholders into their accounts. They got started yesterday. They resumed today. And they probably, I don't know if they'll be done tomorrow or not, but I think they might make it by tomorrow. So what does that mean? That means the bondholders are looking to get access to those funds. And I believe the timing is over the weekend. And I'm going to include Saturday and Sunday as availability of funds and getting access to funds. That's what we've heard consolidated today. Okay, so that's moving on. What about us? I'm going to tell you this timeline that kind of came through today. At 4:47 a.m. this morning, the RBGCR was initiated to the point where it started and cannot be reversed. And that was early this morning, and they were testing by pinging redemption centers and banks, and with this test, everything has been put into motion. So redemption centers, 800 number, testing, all of that has been completed. Now we're moving through this process. We have the adjudicated settlements are lined up and essentially are are ready to go to all of the, what I used to call intermediaries. They have lumped the intermediaries into Tier 4A. And Tier 4A, including not only the Admirals groups and a number of different groups, not the Internet group, everything but the Internet group seems to be in Tier 4A. The adjudicated settlements, the CMKX, the Indian claims, farm claims, the quite a bit, is all almost, let's say it's off ledger, so they've got it ready to go. I can use the term, it's mirrored, it's ready, they have it, like I said, off ledger, ready to pay, and they're using the St. Germain Trust tomorrow, Friday, to come in with huge amounts of money to sustain all of those intermediaries or Tier 4A. So that's where that stands. So as we move through this weekend, we're looking at a five-day rollout starting Friday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Well, we know Monday is Martin Luther King Day here in the States. And we don't expect anything for us on that day. But we do expect the bondholders to at least see their accounts and maybe get access to their funds over the weekend. And then we, in Tier 4B, the Internet group, should be receiving our email notifications with the 800 number to call to set appointments. I would think it's going to be the Tuesday, Wednesday. So that's our five-day rollout. And it does take us beyond beyond Martin Luther King Day, which is the 19th. So it could be 20th, 21st, in that time frame. Now, what else is happening? Okay. Let's see if I can find out what I was going to tell you guys a minute ago. Okay, let's talk about redemption centers. Redemption centers are going to be the way to go. Why? Because the rates are going to be higher. The only way you're going to get a contract rate on the dinar is at the redemption center, and it's extremely high. We believe, by what we've seen so far, that the dong rate is higher at the redemption center, at least initially. And, of course, the ZIM is only redeemable at the redemption center. Okay? So all of that is set up for us to use the 800 number to call in, set our appointment, and then go to our appointment. You guys know that. That's the drill. Now, today, rates were coming up on the redemption centers this afternoon, and they were already at the banks with 25 currencies on the screens today. Now, Sunday night, we expect six more currencies to show up on the redemption center screens. So that'd be 25 and 6, 31 currencies should be visible Monday morning, and I think we're going to find that our redemption center leaders will go in Monday morning just to see and verify the rates that are on those screens on Monday, because the change is supposed to take place Sunday night. So theoretically, if they were in there Sunday night, they might see those additional six currencies. What I found interesting today was the Iranian rial is on the screen. The Venezuelan bolivar is on the screen. And do you realize that there's a designation for the Korean won, which is spelled W-O-N, and it's N-K-S-K, North Korea, South Korea. They're both using the won, spelled W-O-N, and I don't know if I've mentioned this before on the big call, but I believe you will see a unification of North and South Korea in our near future. I believe it's going to be similar to North and South Vietnam that came back in as Vietnam. So that's something to pray about and look forward to. And I know President Trump has met with the leader of North Korea twice, and I believe they have, I'm sure they've talked about that and talked about future plans for North Korea. So I found that interesting. So we have new currencies coming up on the screens Sunday night, which should be visible Monday morning. Realize now that we, our country, is the only country I'm aware of that celebrates Martin Luther King Day on Monday. So the other countries are going to be just doing their thing, where we have a bank holiday, a federal holiday Monday. So are our redemption centers going to be used for our exchanges and redemption on Monday? I don't think so. I doubt it. I don't think so, because the banks are closed too, and we sort of like to have the banks and the redemption centers both open. But does the three-day weekend mean anything? I don't think so. It's sort of something that somebody started a long time ago. There's no real evidence that we had to have a three-day weekend. But it looks like we're pushing beyond this to a couple of days after the holiday. Are we pushed all the way to the 1st of February? No, I don't think so. Not for us. There's talk about, with the sources we have, that they're talking about certain private placement groups, certain privates, certain platform groups starting after the 1st, because the 1st is a Sunday. So I think they'll start after the 1st. And the so-called general public might start then. But, you know, we're going to be exchanging for 2 to 3 weeks at the redemption centers and redeeming Zim, depending on the demographic, depending on where you are and how many appointments they can line up in a given day and how long it'll take to run through everybody that has Zim and also other currencies to exchange. So some areas don't have that many currency holders in it. Might only take 4 or 5 days to finish up an area. Other places like Florida and Texas and California might take 3 weeks for the redemption centers and so on to work. So don't pay any real attention right now. I don't have anything that says we're going to wait as long as February 2nd. I think our start is going to be as part of this 5-day rollout that starts tomorrow, Friday. But Friday, Saturday primarily is for the funding of certain aspects of the intermediaries in Tier 4A, and I think that's going to kick us off and kick them off. I think we're moving right through it. This should be really good. I don't know that we're going to get notified over the weekend like we had hoped. It might end up becoming a Tuesday, Wednesday start for us. Okay? So that's what we have so far. That's the intel for tonight. And I'm encouraged by it. I can see the movement in that direction. I can see from some of the information that we've received, there's quite a bit that has initiated this morning. And I believe the time, if I didn't say it right, I think it was 3:47 this morning, 3:47 a.m. was the start of it with no turning back. So that's encouraging. We haven't quite been here before, and I think we're moving in the right direction. So let's do this. I want to thank Sue for her wonderful teaching and her segment tonight and everything that she always does for us, and Bob for his cool information and everything that he does. And I want to thank GCK and Doug, and thank you, Pastor Scott and Jeannie, and thank you, Satellite Team, for getting the signal out all over the globe. And thank you, just Big Call Universe. We're in our 15th year now. And thank you for listening and being part of the Big Call for this period of time. We're looking forward to doing a lot of things together, you guys. And I'm not going to hammer that, but you guys know what we're looking forward to doing with our projects. So let's pray the call out. And we'll look forward to seeing what happens over the weekend and Monday, Tuesday. And we will plan to have a call on Tuesday. We'll see where we are at that time, okay? So everybody have a great night tonight and a great weekend. All right? Let's see what happens. Let's pray the call out. Lord God, we just thank you so much that you're preparing us for an incredible future. Help us to stay focused, faithful, and give us the strength to hang in there if we're just hanging in there a little bit. Help us to make it through this transition so that we can see the fruition of the blessing coming in. Thank you for everything that you're doing for us to sustain us and keep us. You said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. And thank you for that comfortable feeling that we have from that scripture. And thank you for everybody that's listening to the call, so-called Big Call Universe, all over the globe. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday.